Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Effective goal setting is an important component of success in any area of life. Joanne Dixon, research director in the Institute of Psychology, Health, and Society at the University of Liverpool, explores the link between depression and the ability to set specific goals.
Our research found that people with depression have more generalized personal goals than those who are never depressed. In this study, we analyzed the personal goals made by people who suffered with clinical depression and those who didn't. The participants were asked to list goals which they would like to achieve. Goals were categorized for their specificity. For example, an abstract goal such as to be happy would represent a general goal, whereas a goal such as improve my 5-mile marathon time this summer would represent a more specific goal. Our results showed that whilst both groups generated the same number of goals, people with depression listed goals which were more general and abstract, and they were far more likely to give non-specific reasons for achieving their goals. Having very broad abstract goals may maintain and exacerbate depression. Goals that are not specific are harder to visualize because they lack a specific focus. This may result in reduced expectation and motivation, making it more difficult to achieve personal goals. We know that depression is associated with negative thoughts and a tendency to overgeneralize in relation to how people think about themselves and their past memories. Our study found that this trait also encompasses personal goals. Importantly, our findings could inform the development of new ways of treating clinical depression in helping depressed people to set specific goals.
That was Joanne Dixon of the University of Liverpool. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years, and from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change.
Trouble cure for trouble.